This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. As the Me Too movement gains momentum, we're hearing more and more stories by survivors of sexual assault. Earlier today on Morning Edition, we heard from Chessie Prout, whose new memoir details her experience at St. Paul's School in Concord. And now we turn to author and librarian Erin Moulton. She's assembled a collection of essays, poems, and interviews by and with survivors of sexual assault. It's called Things We Haven't Said, and Erin is here with me now. Thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.
Tell me about the origins of this book. What made you want to do this?
Okay, so this is one of the only books that I've ever written that comes straight out of public library work. I was working with a group of kids, and we were doing a program, movie making. And what happened was, basically, I was going around the room helping brainstorm some ideas, and one little word rose above the clatter, and it was the word rape. And a couple kids laughed. And I was like, maybe that was a rape joke. I'm not really sure. I started to navigate my way over. And the girl in the group basically took charge and said, hey, some of us have bad memories. And that was the spark for the book. Because basically I fumbled. I got over to them. I didn't really know what to say to support her. I redirected them to a different task. And then we moved on. And later that year I was working on weeding, which is where you pull the books that haven't gone out often. And you check all your stats. And I noticed there weren't as many books for adolescents were targeted for this subject, that were targeted for the audience. So I then thought, well, what would that book look like?
Mm-hmm. And so this book, Things We Haven't Said, is the stories in the first person or poems by people who have experienced sexual assault or rape,
right?
Along with interviews with them,
mm-hmm,
conducted by you.
Right.
And then a segment about where they are now.
Yes.
What were you hoping to convey just by this structure?
The structure was really important to me. I wanted there to be the creative component because that engages the brain a lot differently than straight information. So I asked the anthologist to all write their experience the way they wanted to, whether it was a letter or a poem or a vignette or an essay. And then I was worried about just leaving it there because a lot of people were in a lot of pain saying the letter, it's just angry, it's painful. We wanted to know where they are now. So it's kind of that this gets better theme. You know, here's coping mechanisms, recovery. There's a lot you can do. And you see that in the question answer component. We also talked about different socialist issues and different buzzwords you hear, like trigger warnings, that kind of thing, and get a survivor's take on that. And they're all over the board also. There's lots of different perspectives. And then their bio, just they're telling you about themselves in their own words, which is what I wanted it to be, just so that we can see, okay, here's where it was in all this pain and suffering and trauma, and then here we are seeing it through to adulthood.
Are there any stories in here that still resonate with you? I mean, I'm sure they all resonate in some way, right? But are there any that when your mind drifts off to one of them, one keeps coming back?
Yeah.
Can you tell us about
that
one?
There's a couple. So reclamation is one that I always go back to. And it's this, it's not about the trauma. She talks very briefly about it. She says a girl raped at 6, you know, that's what had happened. We only see that in one line. But this is about an experience of sex that's an empowered experience later on. And it just makes me cry every time because it's this beautiful, powerful piece.
How did you find the people who wanted to participate in this project?
I started by asking people. So when you write a book proposal, you have to, you know, say, we're going to do this and this is what it will look like. So I started with authors who had talked about it on their author platform or a social media platform.
It meaning sexual meaning assault,
being,
rape.
Yes, or being a survivor. But then that didn't work great because, you know, asking people to bring up that kind of story and it's totally just coming from nowhere and maybe from a stranger, you know, I didn't know all these authors.
So wait, you were approaching people physically or emailing
them?
Or
by emailing them. To make the proposal, a lot of people were very gracious and kind and wonderful, but I felt like that wasn't the best approach. So what I ended up doing was reaching out to advocacy organizations like RAIN, the Rape and Incest National Network, and the Voices and Faces Project. Those guys basically sent out to their speakers bureau, and I got a bunch of submissions based on that.
Mm-hmm. So what do you hope people take away from this book?
Well, okay. So people keep telling me, I can't wait to hand this to a survivor I know, which is great. And I think survivors will get a ton out of it because survivors are talking about their survival experience. And they're also, I specifically ask them in many cases, what would you say to a teen who's going through this from what you know? So I think they'd get a lot out of it. However, I also think everybody needs to read it. And that's just because I, as a non-survivor, as an ally, I got a lot out of it and I learned a ton. So I'm hoping that everyone will read it and get something out of it. I'm hoping that police officers and second responders will read it just so they can get the viewpoint of a survivor. I'm hoping that the question and answer component helps people to carry those same questions into reality and have conversations in their classrooms, maybe. And I'm hoping that people who haven't found their voice yet to talk about any of, like, if they find their experience in this book, if they haven't had a chance to talk about it yet, maybe this will give them some courage to do so.
Well, Erin, thank you very much for speaking with me about this.
No problem. Thank you.
That's Erin Moulton. She is the editor of a new collection of essays, poems, and interviews by and with survivors of sexual assault. It's called Things We Haven't Said. And you can find a list of the top 5 books on Erin's bookshelf at our website, nhpr.org. That list, by the way, includes Chessie Prout's new book about her experience at St. Paul's School in Concord. And you can hear Rick Ganley's interview with Prout at nhpr.org. By the way, you can catch Erin at an event for Things We Haven't Said at Bear Pond Books in Montpelier, Vermont on Tuesday, March 20th at 7 p.m. Tell us what you've been reading lately. Sometimes the best reading recommendations come from fellow readers. So send us your recommendation by email. The address is books@nhpr.org. Tell us your name, your town, and as much information about the book as you can. You can also tweet us at @NHPRBookshelf. This is The Bookshelf from NHPR. I'm Peter Biello. Thank you very much for listening.